Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. So, commenting on the election results in my native land, this is for the European Parliament. But of course, non-resident citizens are not permitted to vote in the Republic of Ireland. I actually concur with this law, and I think we've got it right. The United Kingdom's got it wrong. UK is also a we for me. I identify with the British Isles as a whole, but obviously particularly Cork. As you know, Southern Ireland, as you may know, is still a member state of the European Union. The Eurobarometer poll shows it's the most Europhile member state in the EU. 80% of people want to be members. Only 10% wish to withdraw, and the rest are undecided. So, as widely forecast, Sinn Féin is the biggest single party, but only by a little bit. The fascinating thing, just how independent-minded we are, is that independents won. There are loads of independent candidates, but of course, none of them got enough votes to be elected. But was going to say so. In terms of share of the vote, at the top were the independents with 23.5% of the vote, which is staggering, probably the higher than any other member state. Remember, Republic of Ireland were fairly small, like 4.5 million people. There's quite a high chance you personally know this person. We divided a few constituencies. There was Dublin, Leinster. Now, obviously, Dublin city and county are part of Leinster, but they mean Leinster except Dublin. Now, I know County Dublin doesn't really exist for the past 20 years. We've got Fingal in the north and Dunleary Rathdown in the southern half of the county. The Leinster, that remainder of the province, Munster, and then Connacht Ulster is a joint constituency. Now, obviously, only three Ulster counties are part of the Republic of Ireland. So, Republican Ulster, if I can call it that, that's Donegal, Cavan, and Monaghan, the sort of the southwestern counties. Three of the nine counties of historic Ulster. But anyway, so Sinn Féin getting 19% of the vote, Fine Gael getting 18.5%, 16% for Fianna Fáil. Now, since the partition of Ireland, those two parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, have ruled the country. It was sort of a duopoly, and now for the first time ever, they formed a coalition. It's about 4 years ago they coalesced to keep the Sinners out. But one of the ludicrous things, I mean, it's Ryan Tubridy pointed this out, not someone who I have a lot of time for, but I have to doff the cap to him on this one. The RTE chat show host said, how come in the South we say Sinn Féin absolutely must be guaranteed a seat in the table in the Northern Ireland executive, but nuh-uh, they can't get a sniff of government in the Republic? It's ludicrous and hypocritical, like so much of what we do. Like say, oh, we want peace and all the rest of it, but we're not willing to have decent armed forces. Well, I was looking thinking of this the other day. We spend 0.2% of our GDP on defense. Now the NATO average is 2%. We're not a member of NATO, and not many people want to join NATO. But I was thinking of the saving of that over a century, assuming you spend that 2% average. Obviously, some countries spend less than that. Some countries spend way more, like at the Second World War, which obviously we managed to stay out of, thank God. And the saving, it very, very roughly, would be about €1 trillion. And €1 trillion is a mind-blowing sum of money for considering our modest population. Admittedly, over a century, but still, obviously, it's finally paid off now. But surely we need to beef up our defense. Well, oh good, I would delight to see the back of Claire Daly. Absolutely vicious harridan, the sworn enemy of children, absolute mass murderer, horrific. But okay, she wasn't bad on everything. She did want human rights for the Palestinians. But she was just a far left rent-a-quote, ranting ogress. But anyway, back to the results. So they're then 5% for the Green Party. For like almost 40 years, the Green Party's had a presence in Southern Irish politics. The Socialists, Social Democrats, like 4%. So we've got a number of these far left parties. So you think that might have drawn away more votes from Sinn Féin? So it's a good result for Sinn Féin, really. Some people saying they think they would do better. And I did think they would do better as well, actually. But it's a rebuke for Simon Harris. And I know he wasn't a candidate in this election, but he's the Taoiseach. He only took over a couple of months ago. He's very much in his honeymoon. So that's actually a very poor start. And it doesn't bode well for him for the next elections to the Oireachtas. Now, okay, things could pick up, and a lot of things are moving in the right direction. We have healthy economic growth, inflation is low, unemployment is low, we've managed mass immigration, a lot of refugees quite well. There is a bit of pushback against excessive immigration, and obviously because we're in a European Union member state, that there's absolutely nothing we can do about that. Now, bearing in mind that obviously we had mass emigration for like almost 2 centuries, but we're so rich and successful now that people want to come into the Republic of Ireland. So I remember in 98 hearing RT talk about new multiracial Ireland. It made me scoff at the time because we were about 99% white, but you know, the non-white communities is increased considerably, particularly in Dublin. So we are a multiracial society now, which we weren't in any real sense in the 90s. Just thinking back, you know, to the island of my childhood, when you know, it was quite shabby, a lot of derelict, rundown buildings, even in the centre of Cork, has been transformed. So we've just been just staggeringly successful at one of the richest countries on earth. But where do we see it? We could obviously afford to spend more on defence and things like that. And we could afford to have publicly funded healthcare, because obviously if we want the North to vote to join the Republic, that's one of the stumbling blocks. You have to say, okay, you know, you will not have to pay €40 or whatever it is to see the GP. That's gone. And we can easily afford this, but this is a choice we're making. I remember even, who was it, the leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, made that point that his mother considers herself a nationalist, but, you know, United Ireland is worth less to her than €40. And so on. Labour, 4%. Wow, the once proud Labour Party used to be the third biggest party for decades, but it has been pushed to be a real minnow party. Does make me wonder whether they'll ever be wound up a bit like the Progressive Democrats, which existed for something like 25 years. And in the early noughties, they dissolved themselves. Weintucht, this new hardline nationalist party. Then there's People Before Profit, an extreme left party, and there are other very minor parties. So that's it. Anyway, Sinn Féin is interesting that they do well in Dublin and as well as deep in the countryside, not so well in between. So Fine Gael, they've got 3 seats as they did before, and Fianna Fáil was part of this group Renew Europe. They've got, still got 3 members of the European Parliament. Sinn Féin, part of the leftist faction in the European Parliament, they still have 3 MEPs. The Greens have got 1. Yeah. And then amazingly, the independents and so on. So that's the sort of breakdown by the European Parliament. Right. So what do you think? Is this good news? Is this bad news? Claire Daly's brother's a priest and so on. So as a socialist, supposed to be on the side of the vulnerable, but absolutely lacerates the United Kingdom and the United States for crimes in the Middle East. And some of what she says is valid. Now, another point was very disparaging. I remember Enda Kenny was in charge saying how demeaning it was, the stereotypical stage Irishry that accompanied President Obama's visit to Ireland. No thoughts to offer on Mick Wallace, I'm afraid. But I don't disagree with her on everything. She's also had some sensible things to say about Brexit, of all matters, saying, no, we can't be so full of disparagement and so dismissive of the United Kingdom. OK, they want national self-determination. They're entitled to do so, and say that they're all headbangers is also stupid. No, the European Union is a corporatist project. It's exploitative. It's bad for the environment. It ruins less economic developed countries by dumping on their markets. It has got these grossly inequitable trade policies. So from a leftist perspective, there's a lot to criticize. And remember, it used to be the far left in the United Kingdom that was Eurosceptic. Because anyway, the Conservative Party, if you go back to the 80s, the glory days of Maggie Thatcher, when it was the Conservative Party was ardent Europhile, and Labour, particularly the left of the Labour Party, which was profoundly Eurosceptic. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. You'll find me there on PayPal. Goodbye.